In the show today, we'll cover another RFP delay of the CSC program, also the cost versus benefits to Canadians for CSC, and a possible extension of the Canadian Forces operation in the Middle East. Thanks for joining me today. The Government of Canada and Irving Shipbuilding Inc. are extending the submission deadline for the Canadian Surface Combat Request for Proposals. This, according to the release that was announced this Monday, is to maximize value for Canadians as the government continues to work in close partnership with industry, as well as to respond to all questions from bidders, which has resulted in this extension. The deadline for RFPs was previously scheduled for June 22nd, but now that has been extended to be no sooner than mid-August of 2017. This is the second extension granted through this RFP process. The original deadline was set for April the 27th. In February of this year, the deadline was extended to June the 22nd. The statement from the release says that it's not unusual for bidding periods to be extended, particularly for complex initiatives such as this one, which, according to the statement, is the most complex procurement project undertaken by the Government of Canada in recent history. Now, with this extension, the targeted completion for the procurement process moves from fall of 2017 to 2018. The release highlighted, though, that the start of the ship construction remains on schedule for early 2020s. A recent report published by PricewaterhouseCoopers measures the value that Canadians would obtain from building 15 surface combatant ships in Canada as compared to buying them from overseas. The report, entitled Value for Canada, the Cost versus Benefit to Canadians of the National Shipbuilding Strategy, examines the benefits to Canada on an economic and fiscal level and its impact on the creation of jobs, the GDP, and public finances. The report also focuses on the cost of building these ships locally and overseas. What PwC did was to use an analysis based on a blend of Western European shipbuilders from France, Germany, Netherlands, Spain, and the UK, or what they term the build in Europe scenario. As part of the NSS program, Irving Shipbuilding Inc. was awarded a contract to build up to 15 new Canadian surface combatants to replace existing ships that will help Canada's defense capabilities to continue to grow. Both the build in Canada and build in Europe scenarios were measured by what is called a benefit-cost ratio, which is a cost-benefit analysis that gives the best way to assess the value for money to Canada, according to the report. The potential economic benefits of building the CSC fleet in Canada and the expected difference in cost to do so overseas were also considered. The report also provided details on the costs that were measured, like production, ship design, integration and modification, and extra cost to build the lead ship. The report excluded cost of administering the NSS, as well as initial onboard spares and full life cycle costs. The wider economic benefits were considered as well, like the contribution to the GDP of Canada from the shipyard, as well as suppliers and the meeting of offset obligations. Also, the years of employment of Canadians in the shipyard, as well as the supply chain, as well as tax contributions both on the federal and provincial levels, were also measured. The report estimates that the total on-project economic benefit is greater for built-in Canada scenario by some 1.04 billion Canadian dollars. The tax revenue benefit to Canada is calculated to be within the range of Canadian 0.63 to 0.66 billion per every billion spent for the build in Canada. And on the build in Europe scenario, this is at a level of 0.24 to 0.5 billion for Canada. When everything is added up, the build in Europe becomes 29 to 42% more expensive than being built here locally. For the full report, click on the link below in the description. We will be right back with our last story on the possible extension of Canadian Forces operation in the Middle East. Become a Vanguard Basic member today and you will get our weekly newsletter, as well as a preview of defense news in a single, one-stop source. Everything you need to know, delivered straight to your inbox. Additionally, you will be able to view content on our website and preview all our exclusive content, including the Vanguard Radio Show, the latest Vanguard Digital Editions, and much more. Sign up today at vanguardcanada.com or click on the link below. Welcome back to the show. The commander of the Canadian Forces mission in Iraq and Syria, Brigadier General Dan MacIsaac, says that he expects the government to extend the operation past its scheduled expiry date at the end of this month. He said that he's looking forward to seeing a renewed commitment of more than 800 military personnel as part of the long-awaited defense policy review that is coming out this week. The defense review is expected to lay out the military's priorities for the future overseas deployments and also will outline the government 20-year plan for spending billions of dollars on military hardware to upgrade warships and fighter jets. This announcement is expected to provide clear plans for soldiers in the ongoing military operations. MacIsaac said that he's looking forward to the government releasing the defense policy review, likely in the next couple days, and that he foresees government providing defense further direction, and that the government of Canada is committed to contributing to defeating ISIS in Iraq and Syria. The government has not formally announced an extension of the mission, though, which is Canada's contribution to the international coalition of more than 60 countries that is trying to degrade ISIS. MacIsaac said that the coalition is continually degrading ISIS command and control, also the weapons making and financial operations across Iraq and Syria, and has reclaimed a swath of land that is the size of Nova Scotia. He went on to explain that they have moved many headquarters of ISIS and also removed many leaders, and that they're tracking those changes. And this, according to MacIsaac, is causing ISIS to lose the ability to direct attacks across the globe. A military operation involves deception. Even though you are competent, appear to be incompetent. Though effective, appear to be ineffective. That, of course, was from Sun Tzu. That's all for this episode of Vanguard Radio. Until next week, this is Marcelo Sagdeo saying thanks for listening.